Good morning. A warm front pushing through the area, keeping the temperature up overnight across interior New York and New England. It's also producing clouds and a few flurries and snow showers, mainly across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, also the Champlain Valley, where we could see perhaps a dust of snow this morning, but really that's about it. Otherwise, temperatures will start out in the 20s and 30s, on our way up into the lower and mid-40s on average by mid to late day today. Still plenty of clouds as this system is passing through, but some sunshine will mix in from time to time with that increasing southerly breeze. Overnight tonight, a wave of low pressure along the back edge of this system will track up the eastern seaboard. It'll have some light snow with it, but it'll mainly be confined to parts of New England, perhaps in the Catskills and mid and lower Hudson Valley of New York. And by tomorrow morning, a dusting up to a couple of inches of snow possible in these areas. The highest amounts will be 2 to 3 inches across the higher terrain in central and western parts of New England. Snow showers in these areas will persist into the day tomorrow. Overnight lows will go back into the 20s and colder air will flow in behind the system, and tomorrow afternoon's highs will only be in the high 20s and lower 30s. Another wave of low pressure will move up the eastern seaboard, again bringing some light snow amounts to parts of New England, maybe back to extreme eastern New York for Saturday night and Sunday. But again, the wind and the cold will be the big story behind this system, as temperatures on Sunday will, in many cases, not make it out of the teens, and with the wind, it'll feel like it's zero or below for most of the day. For the holiday on Monday, it looks mostly sunny, with highs back up to around 30 before the next system heads in for Tuesday, with a chance of light rain or snow, and highs back into the mid-30s. Blustery and turning cooler for midweek next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, lake effect snow warnings and advisories will go into effect later today for western Michigan. Arctic air will spread southeast across the open waters of Lake Michigan, causing lake effect snow showers to develop and bring the potential for localized heavy snow amounts tonight through tomorrow night. Snowfall rates of 1 to 2 inches per hour are possible within the most intense snow bands. Moderate to heavy lake effect snow will likely persist into Saturday night and then lessen in coverage and intensity Sunday morning. There is the potential for upwards of 8 inches of snow in southwest lower Michigan into northern Indiana, with isolated higher amounts possible. Snowfall totals will vary widely depending on placement and persistence of the more significant lake effect snow bands. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Santa Barbara, California at 5:53 p.m. Eastern Time last Thursday. The last report of hail was at Uzumo Airport in Japan at 2:21 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington, we have 0 miles visibility and light snow showers and fog, 16 degrees with a west-southwest wind at 31 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 38 below zero. In Albany on the hour, we have mostly cloudy skies and 36 degrees, the dew point 25, 64% relative humidity, south wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.90 inches, and currently it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Miami, Florida, to a low of 3 below zero at Santa Maria and Lake George, both in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny near 50, Boston mostly sunny, breezy near 50, and in Buffalo windy with a few snow showers and highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, a high temperature in Albany yesterday, 40 degrees, the low 22, the average temperature 31, that's 5 degrees above normal. No snowfall yesterday, 6.8 inches for the month, which is 3/10 of an inch above normal, and 26.4 inches for the season, which is 14.2 inches of snow below normal. There were 34 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, 579 for the month, and 4,055 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 35 degrees, the average low, 17. The record high, 55, set in 2006, and the record low, 22 below zero in 1943. Sunrise this morning was at 6:52 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:27 p.m., 10 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with light snow showers today, mainly in the mountains, with highs in the mid-30s to lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the teens, though back into the single digits across the mountains. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy with light snow developing tonight, up to 1 to 3 inches possible by morning and lows in the 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with a few light snow showers today and highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and for today all of Berkshire County, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy with highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy with light snow tonight, up to 1 to 3 inches possible with lows in the 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont, mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Mostly cloudy with a few light snow showers tonight and lows in the 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, scattered snow showers, especially in New England, lower 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and very cold Sunday, teens in lower 20s. Mostly sunny 30 on President's Day, a chance of light rain or snow Tuesday in the mid-30s, and snow showers Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the lower 30s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.